This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. 16 U.S. states are suing the Trump administration over the president's declaration of a national emergency so that he can get funds to build a border wall. Attorneys general led by California filed their lawsuit late Monday. Jackie Quinn of the Associated Press has more.
California's Attorney General Javier Becerra is filing suit against the Trump administration. He says the emergency declaration violates the Constitution, adding that President Trump treats the rule of law with utter contempt. Democratic attorneys general from other states are joining in, including New York, Connecticut, Illinois, and Colorado. The states suing the president say by diverting military funding for building a wall, their economies and their military needs will suffer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Seven British lawmakers say they'll form an independent group after quitting the main opposition Labour Party over the leadership's approach to Brexit and anti-Semitism allegations in the ranks. The group told reporters that the Labour Party has changed since leader Jeremy Corbyn came to power in 2015 and said the party no longer tolerates centre-left views. Negotiators from China and the United States will resume resolving the ongoing trade war between the world's biggest economies. The White House says a third round of negotiations will take place Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington between lower-level deputies before moving on to senior-level talks on Thursday. The statement said the talks will focus on, quote, achieving needed structural changes in China that affect trade between the United States and China. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Imran Khan says his country will retaliate if India launches any military strikes following a suicide bombing in Kashmir. From Washington, this is VOA News. Some breaking news from the United States. It's now official. Senator Bernie Sanders announced on Tuesday that he is, in fact, running for president, launching a second bid for the White House after a surprisingly strong run for the Democratic nomination in 2016. Sanders, who is 77 years old, made the announcement on a radio interview in his home state of Vermont. Venezuela's embattled president Nicolas Maduro is rejecting President Donald Trump's call for a, quote, new day in Venezuela, comparing Trump's tone to that of a Nazi. Maduro was responding to Trump's comments that the U.S. president supports opposition leader Juan Guaido and is urging that Venezuela's military switch their support to him. Maduro accused Trump of speaking in an almost Nazi-like style. He said the Americans seem to think they own Venezuela. There is no immediate response from the White House to Maduro's characterization of Trump's speech. Rod Rosenstein, the U.S. Deputy Attorney General who appointed a special counsel to investigate possible ties between Russia and President Donald Trump's campaign, is expected to step down by mid-March. A Justice Department official said Rosenstein's pending departure is not related to renewed allegations that he considered wearing a wire in meetings with Trump and using the 25th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution to remove the president from office. Rosenstein said he expected to depart shortly after a new attorney general, William Barr, assumed office. Barr was confirmed last week. A terror suspect being chased by police blew himself up in Cairo Monday night, killing two Egyptian policemen. Egyptian officials say the militant was also killed and at least three others wounded near the Al-Zahar Mosque in Cairo's Islamic section. The militant was wanted for allegedly planting a bomb close to a police patrol in Cairo on Friday. Officers found and defused that device. Poland's prime minister canceled his country's participation in a summit of Central European countries in Jerusalem after acting Israeli foreign minister remarked that Poles, quote, collaborated with the Nazis. Matthias Morawiecki said that such statements by Israel Katz are unacceptable and racist. The developments mark a new low in Polish-Israeli relations over how to remember and characterize Polish actions toward Jews during the German occupation of Poland in World War II. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.